Okay, back to you guys.
Ready for our starting lineups here from Ogama Heights. Brad Allen and Andy Beebe here with you as we are set for the Ogama Heights Falcons and the Oscoda Owls. Starting off for Oscoda, number 3, Devin Thomas. Number 5, Gabe Kelstrom. Number 11, Braden Malik. Number 12, Gavin Lewick, the center. And number 14, Owen Franklin. So again, your starting lineup for the Owls: Devin Thomas, Braden Malik, Gabe Kelstrom, Gavin Lewick, and Owen Franklin. And starting off for your Ogama Heights Falcons, it's Tyler Eady. Number four, Jacob Rhine. The big man, 6'5", senior. And number 11, Merrick Hodgins, the 5'10", guard, senior. Number 23, Jerry Getzinger, the 6'3", forward. And Brett Gemmel, also going to be in the starting lineup. Number 15, he's a senior as well. So they're going to start 5 seniors tonight. The 5 seniors that they have. Ogama Heights is coached by Mike Whaler, and the Oscoda Owls coached by Mike Poland. You got an idea on who's going to win this tip today? The 6'5" Rhine, or probably let's see what they have. Owen, they don't have the heights listed for Oscoda, but about 6'2", 6'3", Owen Franklin here.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to give the nod to Jacob Rhine.
Oh, you don't say. So it looks like we're ready to go. Rhine will step into the circle with Owen Franklin.
Mom, prove me wrong, Franklin.
That's right. They shake hands. The officials get the ready to play. They got to get the official on the right side of the court. There we go. Stepping in. There's the whistle. We're ready to play. There's the ball up in the air, and the tip is knocked out of bounds. So it'll just be a re-tip. The official's not quite too sure. Oh, well, now we have one official coming in who saw that it was Franklin who knocked that out of bounds, which I believe to be the correct call. So good job on getting that one right. And Ogama Heights will start with the basketball. Tyler Eady will inbound in immediate ball pressure here by the Owls as Franklin picks up Merrick Hodgins. Malik picks up Merrick Hodgins, ready as he gets it. Outside to Rhine, ball knocked away by Thomas, and Merrick Hodgins will recover it. He crosses over, gets into the lane, tuck into Owen Franklin, up at the rim, no good. Rebound Gemmel, out to Eady for 3, knock it down! Tyler Eady makes it 3-0. Braden Malik will bring it up for the Owls. He crosses over. He gets in the lane. Gets it to Franklin. Back up top to Malik. Malik into the lane. Now back to Franklin. He'll try a 3. That's no good. Off to the right side. Rebound Eady, and he's just going to take off. Eady into the middle of the lane. Throws it up to Rhine, and an easy layup for Rhine, and it's 5-0 Owls.
Yeah, great.
5-0 Falcons, excuse me.
Great job finding Rhine there down low, realizing that Franklin's on his back. All you got to do is just toss it up and over, an easy catch, and easy catch and scoop and score there for Jacob Rhine.
Kelstrom has it right side, gets into the lane. He'll pass it outside to Franklin. Franklin will drive left baseline. Kick it out, Kelstrom. Kelstrom pump faking into the lane. Pump fake. Now he shoots the mid-range jumper, and Kelstrom with the smooth jumper makes it 5-2. Full court press here by the Owls. Kelstrom and Thomas up front. Now it's Hodgins who has it. Crossover into the lane. Left side, Tyler Eady for 3 again. Short. Rebound, Gabe Kelstrom. Kelstrom will bring it up. He'll get it right side to Malik. Malik will cross over. Now he'll bring it back out. He'll get into the lane. Left side, kick outside Franklin. Franklin tries another 3. It's a little bit short and left. Rebound, Gabe Kelstrom. Kelstrom back outside, and Malik will set it up. 2 minutes into the game, it's Ogama Heights 5, it's Oscoda 2. Braden Malik right side. He finds a hole. Kicks it to Lewick. Lewick blocked by Getzinger and Ryan with the rebound. And he'll get it to Hodgins. The size down low seems to be causing a little bit of problem for the Owls early on. 80 left side. Now he gets it to Ryan. Ryan will pump fake at the elbow. Kick it outside to Gemmel. Gemmel up top to Malik. Or to Hodgins, guarded by Malik. Hodgins dump inside to Getzinger. Got it. Great pass by Merrick Hodgins. And it's 7-2 Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah, it seems like Getzinger is most comfortable if he's able to catch under the basket right underneath his chin. All he's got to do is just go up simple, and that was a nice dish and nice shot there for Getzinger.
Lewick tries to get it to Braden Malik, throws it off his foot, and it's a turnover, and Ogemaw Heights with the basketball. Hodgins will inbound to Edie. Edie back to Hodgins. Left side, Edie. Edie gets across the half-court line, gets it back to Hodgins. Hodgins guarded by Thomas. Hodgins crosses over into the lane, goes up, mid-range jumper, no good. Foul on Getzinger inside.
Press hasn't really been causing any issues for Ogemaw yet. They seem to be breaking it pretty easily, and that's probably one of the first teams we've really seen all season that's, you know, that Oscoda hasn't really scuffled early in the game.
Malik will jog it up. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's 7-2 Ogemaw Heights. Kellstrom right side. He's the only one who scored for the Owls. Up top to Owen Franklin, guarded by Ryan. Crossover and into the lane for Franklin. Goes up, and he's going to get fouled by Gemmel, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
See, I think that's just the ability that Oscoda has. You put the ball in anybody's hands, it doesn't matter. They're able to cross over, really create room for himself, and having the mismatch too, and able to find Gemmel in the second level. That's a mismatch any day.
First free throw is good. This game is brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Rose City, Megatron of Oscoda, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, and Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch. Second free throw is good, and it's 7-4. Merrick Hodgins will get it to Edie. They get around the press to Getzinger. Getzinger up to Jacob Ryan. Jacob Ryan drives and has it stolen by Malik. Malik will now take off. He's going to look, no numbers, but he gets into the lane anyway, throws it up and got it. What a circus shot by Braden Malik to squeeze between Ryan and Getzinger and make it 7-6. Ryan gets it across to Gemmel. Gemmel to Edie. Edie, left, right side. That's Hodgins. Hodgins into the lane. Left side to Gemmel. He'll take the jumper. No good. Rebound on the ground, and Owen Franklin comes away with it, and he'll just pull it up and jog it up there and get it to Braden Malik, who'll set up the offense. Malik, actually, he'll pull up for three. A little short, and now it's rebounded by Getzinger. Getzinger to Merrick Hodgins, who will jog it up. 3:53 with the play in our first quarter. 7-6, Ogemaw Heights over top of Oscoda. Dump inside to Ryan. Ryan kick outside Gemmel. Gemmel up top to Hodgins. You got to be careful with him. Hodgins will shoot it whenever he gets the chance. Edie, mid-range jumper, got it. Tyler Edie just has such a smooth stroke. It's so tough to defend.
It does, and especially coming off the dribble as well. That was a great job dribbling into that elbow and finding that sweet spot. Here is Franklin tries to drive, but gets the ball knocked out of bounds by Ryan. Ball Hudson, will stay with Oscoda.
Hudson Hodgins will check in for Brett Gemmel. So it's 9-6, Ogemaw Heights over top of Oscoda. Malik will inbound. Looking, he finds Franklin right side. Franklin will throw it all the way across to Malik. Malik crosses over into the lane, dumped to Thomas. Thomas, cross-court pass to Franklin. Franklin in the right corner, now back to Malik at the left wing. He crosses up at the top of the key, tries to get around Hodgins, throws a right corner, back up top to Kellstrom. Kellstrom into the lane, and he'll walk with it, and it's a turnover for Oscoda. Great defense, and this is the defensive ability, defensive aggression we talked about with Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah, they do very well with the ball. I mean, yeah, it looks like they're trying to leave the bigs down low, and it looks like we have another turnover from Ogemaw on that press. Now the Oscoda press stepping up.
Yeah, but, they made Ryan dribble the basketball right there. You get the big guy to dribble, he's not going to be comfortable with that. Get him to turn it over. Left side, Franklin, he pulls up for three. Knock it down! well beyond the arc, and it's tied at 9.
Yeah, as I was saying, though, with Ogama's defense, they're setting it up so well that Oscoda just hasn't had a chance to look at the baseline yet.
Ryan inside and got around him and finished. 11-9, our score. Good pass by Hodgins. Malik into the lane. Left side, Franklin tries another three. Knock it down! The all-time leading three-point shooter at Oscoda has knocked down the last two. Ryan has the basketball, has it tipped away, stolen, and now Franklin's got it. He drives into the lane, left-handed layup, and he got it. 14-11, Oscoda, and it's a quick 8-0 run, timeout, Ogama Heights. 2:11 to play in our first quarter. It's Oscoda 14, and it is Ogama 11 on your Power Station for Sports. This game is brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance Agencies of Oscoda, Standish, and Pinconning, and Oscoda Area Chiropractic. It's Merrick Hodgins on the left side, gets it up top to Hudson Hodgins. Now it's Merrick back up top, 14-11 Owls as they have a quick 8-0 run. Owen Franklin with 10 points already in this contest. Right side, Edie drives into the lane. Good defense by Kellstrom, but Edie on fire early on, and it's 14-13.
Great offense beats great defense, and Edie's feeling it here in this first quarter.
Crossover by Malik into the lane. Kick outside Kellstrom. Pump fake. Now he'll dribble it out, get it back out to Malik. A minute and a half to play in our first quarter. Asking for a screen is Kellstrom. Now he gets in the lane around Getzinger. Layup is no good. Rebound, Edie. Edie gets it to Hodgins, and Hodgins will go. He's going to take off running, try and get some quick offense, jump inside Getzinger. Getzinger pulls it up, and a good shot by Getzinger over the top of Gavin Lewick. 15-14, Ogama Heights.
Where has this Getzinger been all season long?
Great
guess
the, move.
Guess here at the end of the season is a good time to turn it up.
Last minute of our first quarter. Malik left side. And we have a foul here on Ogama Heights. It'll be on one of the Hodgins. It'll be on Merrick Hodgins. 53 and a half to play. Jeffrey will check in for Devin Thomas. A little bit of offense defense here. Trying to get some more scoring on the floor. Jeffrey will inbound. Left side, Franklin. Franklin kick out to Lewick. Lewick will try a three. It's a little bit long. Ball bouncing around. Rebound goes to Kellstrom. Kellstrom up in the lane. He can't finish. And it's ball still knocked around and comes away with Edie. Edie on the run ahead of everybody. And he'll finish the layup. 17-14. Ogama Heights. Malik will have it left side. He'll cross over, get into the lane, gets it to Lewick. Lewick in the lane, and timeout Oscoda will take one with them. It's 17-14 Ogama Heights. 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter on your Power Station for Sports. This game is brought to you in part by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Irisa of Tawas City, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and the DeBold Agency of West Branch and the Tawas Bay Agency of East Tawas, your local auto owners insurance agencies. 23 seconds remaining in our first quarter. It's 17-14 Ogama Heights over top of the Oscoda Owls. Malik looking to inbound, and he's able to find Owen Franklin in the left corner. Back to Malik. Malik to Franklin, shoots another three. Knock it down! Owen Franklin with three threes in the first quarter. And we're tied at 17, all of them from the left wing. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hudson Hodgins up to Edie. Edie right side. That's Trevor Brown. Trevor Brown bobbles it in the charge. 1.8 to play, so you don't think they'll probably get too much of a great shot off here.
This is Ogama stepping up to press just to force him to pick the ball up early.
There's Kellstrom right side. Doesn't get it off in time. And so at the end of one, it's all tied up at 17, and I don't think it's going to change too much the rest of this one. Right here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by Huron Tent and Event, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. Tied at 17, starting the second quarter. Live from Ogemaw Heights, Brad Allen, Andy Beebe here with you. We've had a great one so far. It's been all Owen Franklin for the Owls. He has 13 of the team's 17 points, 9 of them from 3. So they need to get somebody else going. Here's Kellstrom from the left wing. No good. Rebound by Ryan. He skies for the rebound. Edie will bring it up. Edie's had a great start to his night. Getzinger has it. Gets around Lewick. Kick outside to Ryan. Pump fake. He'll drive. Go up in the lane. Can't finish. Tipped rebound. Gotten by Edie. It's a little short. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by the Owls, and it'll stay with Ogemaw Heights.
See, one of the best traits that I feel like Ryan has when he's able to dribble a drive is when he puts the ball down and he picks up and knows he has a couple steps, tucks it underneath his arm and protects the ball, and I think that's really, really crucial for a big guy.
Ryan trapped inside, kicks outside to Merrick Hodgins, 7:15 to play in our second quarter. Hodgins will hand it off to Hudson Hodgins. Bolt Hodgins has been quite quiet tonight. Left side, Edie, mid-range jumper. He has been anything but quiet, knocking it down.
That's 11.
Owen Franklin, left side, pull up three. Knock it down from the left wing. Owen Franklin with 4 threes already.
And every single one of them from the same exact spot. I don't know how you got to step out on him. You have to.
20-19, Oscoda. Foul inside by Lewick on Jerry Getzinger.
That's 16 points, and we're only about a minute, not even a minute and a half here in the second quarter.
Edie with a quick 11 points, and Franklin with 16. Left side, Merrick Hodgins for three, knock it down!
Quick trigger.
22-20, Ogemaw Heights. Malik left side. Crosses back over to the middle. Tries to get around Hodgins. Throws it up in the lane, and what a shot by Malik again, and we're tied at 22. Right side to Merrick Hodgins. Left side, Edie for three, blocked by Kellstrom, and he gets the rebound. Kellstrom to Franklin, or Malik, excuse me. Malik now up the left side. Stops, he's going to shoot a three. Knock it down from that left wing. 25-22. Oscoda over top of Ogemaw Heights. Ryan has it right side, trying to find room, and he just throws it right off of Braden Malik.
I wonder if that was poked away from Franklin, too. Franklin came up from behind and had a good punch right there through the arm and able to avoid Ryan, get all ball, and reset your defense. Here we have Caleb Noggle stepping out onto the court for the first time today.
Checks in for Gabe Kellstrom. Noggle, a good defender, big body. Also a decent shooter from the corner. Up top to Merrick Hodgins for Ogemaw Heights, down by three. Hodgins guarded by Braden Malik. Just carries it about 10 feet behind the arc, trying to set up the offense. Getzinger now gets it at the top of the key. The pace slowing down here for Ogemaw Heights. Hudson Hodgins gets it, mid-range jumper, good.
Good job for Hudson right there. He slipped a little bit, but he was able to collect himself before the defense could catch up to him and able to get a shot off. Great job.
Owen Franklin drives around Ryan and can't finish the layup. Left side, Edie. Edie into the lane. And we have a foul before the shot on Jeffrey. It is the second team foul for Oscoda. As the head coach for Oscoda is saying, you can't call that a foul. If you're not going to call Owen Franklin getting whacked on the other side a foul, I'm not sure I saw it really either one, but just pleading his case for his players. Merrick Hodgins gets it out at the half-court line on the inbound, down by one. 25-24, we've had a great game early on. Left side, Hudson Hodgins for three, no good. Just a little bit long, gets his own rebound, goes up in the lane, no good. Tipped outside to Edie. Edie in the lane, a shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, throws it up, no good. Rebound Ryan, he got it.
It's at four or five possessions right there. Four possessions for Ogemaw. That's what we were talking about in pregame. We think it would be a big boost for Ogemaw getting those extra possessions.
As Malik goes up, one and done for the Owls. As a rebound here for Merrick Hodgins. Hodgins knocked away by Brad Malik. Malik into the lane, fouled by Edie. Got it with the foul. That's a terrible foul by you. You can't do that.
No, I understand the aggression, but if you're coming from him or coming from behind on his outside hip too, it's not like you're trying to meet him at the lane where it kind of opens up a little bit. You're meeting him from the outside of his back hip. He knows you're there, and he can feel that pressure coming. So that's one you just got to give and concede. Give him the basket and just reset and go from there. But no, you got to. Chance for an old-fashioned three-point play here for Braden Malik.
First foul on Tyler Eady. Free throw here by Malik is good, and it's 28-26 Skoda. 4:30 to play in our second quarter. And we have a turnover here.
Looks like a travel.
By Ogemaw Heights. Got kind of caught with the press and walked with it. As now it'll be Skoda basketball.
Yeah, we got 10 points for Braden Malik.
Braden Malik, our official statistician, doing her best to try and tell me what's going on here. 10 points here for Malik. 16, I believe, we have for Owen Franklin. And then the other two coming from Gabe Kjellstrom is Owen Franklin. Are you kidding me? Pull up from the top of the key, and he's got his fifth three of the game. We're not even halfway through the second quarter. 31-26 Owls. Cross-court pass, Juarez. Juarez got Malik in the air, mid-range jumper. Knocks it down, and it's 31-28. Franklin has it, brings it up top to Malik. He wanted the three. You could see him setting up for it, looking for number six. Inside, Malik knocked away by Getzinger, but goes to Lewick, who can't finish. Rebound inside by Getzinger. Eady comes away after the pass. Spin move in the lane. Kjellstrom with the foul. And they're going to say on the floor. That'll be the third team foul on Skoda.
Lewick has to be careful down low underneath the basket on those rebounds. On that last one, he was shuffling his feet, kind of giving Getzinger a little hip check and shuffling a little bit on that rebound. If the refs catch it doing that one or two more times, they're going to call it eventually. And I'm surprised it hasn't been called yet. Probably the second or third time it's happened in this game.
Jeffrey checks in for Lewick. Left side, Merrick Hodgins wanted the three. Good defense by the Owls. Pushes him back out. And it goes back to Eady, who's had a hot night tonight. Dumped down Getzinger. Getzinger working on Franklin. Step through. Good move, but no good. Rebound Ryan. Ryan up in the lane. No good. And Getzinger got the foul, but ends up missing the shot. And here we go again with the offensive rebounds. By Ogemaw Heights, this is what we said at the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have plenty of opportunities for those rebound putbacks. And look, there you got three or four. And yeah, you're going to miss a few. I mean, you're not going to hit every single one of them. It's all about getting that momentum and getting into the swing of things. And once you do it three or four times in a game, it's tough to stop once you get into a rhythm. They just got to find that rhythm.
Getzinger's first free throw is up in a little bit long. This game is brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Oscoda and Alpena, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Christy Newbecker at State Farm of Rose City, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, and your local McDonald's restaurant. Second free throw by Getzinger, up and no good. Rebound by Jacob Ryan. Ryan up in the lane, got the foul, yeah. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, offensive rebounding so great, you're able to get one off a free throw. That's tough. I mean, I know for Oscoda, you're trying to step up a little bit and body him up, but I understand missed layups and missing your rebounds off of layups right there, but free throws, you got to get those defensive rebounds.
First free throw by Ryan is off, and they're getting these opportunities, but you got to score off of them.
Yeah, this was something they were able to do last game against Alcona. I think they went 11 for 12 from the free throw line here. Right now, they're sitting at 0-3.
Here's Ryan's second opportunity at the line. 31-28, Oscoda. Second free throw off as well. Rebound here by Owen Franklin. Braden Malik will bring it up for the Owls. 3 minutes to play in the first half. We've had a fantastic game. I can't tell you how many lead changes we've had. It's been amazing. Left side, Gabe Kjellstrom. Kjellstrom has it knocked away. We have a foul, a blocking foul on Juarez.
I don't know what else he could have done. I thought he moved his feet pretty well. I'm not sure about that one. I thought he played pretty good
play
defense
on
there.
Is what I was going through. He knocked it out of bounds, I thought. But either way, inbound here to Owen Franklin, up top to Gabe Kjellstrom. Kjellstrom will get into the lane. He'll toss it right side, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, left side, Malik. Malik into the lane, mid-range jumper, and he got the foul. Jacob Ryan fouls him and kind of clipped him on the legs. I think that was a late foul call. He got him as he was passing by and clipped the leg of the shooter, and Malik go to the line to shoot too. I don't think you're too mad about that foul if you're Ogama Heights. That's good aggression, which is something they've shown all night, and it's been pretty good all night.
Yeah, it has been. You know, it was good aggression on the shot. Probably like a little bit more body control, especially from, you know, if that were Getzinger going for the block and you know, he was able to clip him, yeah. But, you know, from Jacob Ryan, probably looking for a little bit more. I think he was just a little bit out of position, playing a little deep in the lane and got caught off guard.
First free throw good for Braden Malik. Second one good as well. 33-28, that's 12 points for Malik now. 19 so far for Owen Franklin to lead the Owls. That's 31 of their 33 points right there. Full court press on for the Owls. Gives Ogama Heights a little bit of trouble, but Merrick Hodgins gets across the line, and now he'll set up the offense. Hodgins, right side, Edie. Edie a little bit quiet in the second quarter. Left side, Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins for three, a little bit long. Rebound, Jacob Ryan, and the big guy inside gets fouled by Owen Franklin. And the Oscoda fans want to travel, but it was the push that caused the travel. Ryan will go to the line to shoot two more.
And again, that's another offensive rebound. I mean, That's what I should have taken record of. All the offensive rebounds this game, knew there was going to be a lot there for Ogama.
Yeah,
already about 15 rebounds behind, apparently.
Yeah. First free throw by Ryan is good. They finally knocked down their first free throw of the game. Michael Jeffrey back into the game. He checks in for Braden Malik. Here's the second free throw by Ryan. Dribble, spins it in his hand. Over the head shot is short. Rebound by Owen Franklin. 33-29 our score. Franklin will just jog it up the court. That's five rebounds now for Franklin. And Juarez with the steal. Juarez into the lane. And Kjellstrom is going to pick up the foul. Juarez, great job of using his body, getting himself into Kjellstrom, getting Kjellstrom up in the air.
Yeah, and I mean, talked about it earlier, one of the smallest guys here on the court, and yeah, even with that steal, knew that Kjellstrom was right there in his back pocket, and you know, once you feel that, it's easy, it makes it a little bit easier. You know that bump is coming, you're able to get that body control, feel that bump, and try to attempt a shot, but you at least get a foul out of it, and another
missed. His first free throw missed again. This game brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, the Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union, Culligan Water of West Branch, and Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch. Second free throw is good. Inbound to Kjellstrom, 33-30 our score. Oscoda with a small lead over top of Ogama Heights. Screen coming by Thomas for Kjellstrom, and we have an offensive foul. And is this going to go on Kjellstrom? It's going to go on five. That's Kjellstrom. And that'll bring Malik right back into the game as Kjellstrom will pick up foul number three. Pushing off with his elbow as he tried to get around the screen. And so now a chance to bring it within one or tie the game for Ogama Heights. Ryan looking for the ball at the elbow. Now he'll take it up top. Tells Edie to go, clear the lane. That way he can drive, spin into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Jeffrey. Now Braden Malik on the run. Malik up the right side. He's going to stop and bring it back out. Pump fake, and we have a kicked ball down low by Merrick Hodgins.
Yeah, great job with Merrick Hodgins sticking with that pump fake. And I mean, that seems to be Malik's go-to. He has that pump fake first before he gets set.
Owen Franklin dump inside to Lewick. Lewick up and good, and Lewick is in the scoring column. And it's 35-30. Good job getting around the defense there by Lewick. Great pass by Owen Franklin to dump it in. Merrick Hodgins has it up top. He's calling out a play. I like Ogama Heights slowing it down a bit. Don't let Oscoda control the pace. That's when they went on that run. Since then, Ogama Heights has been able to even this game out. Hodgins sets up the offense. Doing a good job, even though he hasn't really gotten scoring column. Edie for three, knock it down! Tyler Edie!
Been quiet for a few, but right here at the end of the half, that's a great time to show up.
Brings it within two, and Oscoda will hold for the final shot of the first half. 30 seconds remaining, so Braden Malik will just try and maintain the basketball, guarded by Merrick Hodgins. He'll drive left side, just try and clear some space. 18 seconds remaining. Dump inside Lewick. Lewick just goes up, gets his own rebound, and he'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
That seems like one of Lewick's favorite places, right there playing along that baseline. He does a great job knifing through defenders and trying to be able to try and be able to, you know, fight through and really collect a foul as well on that rebound. You know, that was he plays that well, and it, along with that too, the last few possessions I've heard Lewick, you know, complain a little bit about the refs looking for the calls, but right there that was clear and obvious getting that foul here as he is the first free throw.
It's Sudo Mantani will check in for Braden Malik for the final 13 seconds. They're just going to protect Malik from getting that third foul.
Smart.
36-33, Lewick's second free throw is good. The big man knocks down two free throws and makes it a two-possession game, 37-33. As Hodgins gets across the line, 7 seconds, guarded by Thomas. Has it knocked away by Thomas, 3 seconds. He just has to throw it, and it won't get there. And they wave the shot off as Ryan did finish it, but after the buzzer. So at the end of our first half, a great first half of basketball. It's Oscoda 37 and Ogama Heights 33. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be MHSAA's production of This Week in High School Sports. 37-33 Oscoda on your power station for sports. Almost ready to start our second half here from Ogama Heights as it is the Oscoda Owls with a slim lead over Ogama Heights 37-33. Let's take you through the scoring in the first half for Oscoda. It is really between two players. Owen Franklin has 19 points. He's knocked down 5 3-pointers, including 4 of them from the same exact spot on the left wing. Braden Malik has 12 points. Gavin Lewick with 4 right at the end of the half. Gabe Kellstrom had the first 2 and since then has not scored. For Ogama Heights, they're led by Tyler Edie, who's played fantastic early on with 14 points. Jacob Ryan has 7. Jack Juarez and Merrick Hodgins have 3. Jerry Getzinger with 4. I missed him there. And Hudson Hodgins with 2. Nobody really in too much of foul trouble. Gabe Kellstrom does have 3, but not a guy we typically see foul a lot. Gavin Lewick down low only has 1. That's rare.
Yeah.
Gavin Lewick's a fouler. That's good for him to not have any foul trouble there. But you and I were talking during the break a little bit. A couple of cleanup things for Ogama Heights, clean up the perimeter defense. For Oscoda, clean up the defensive rebounding. But other than that, neither team really needs to make that big of an adjustment.
No, I mean, that first half was wonderful on both sides of the ball. I mean, like I said, with Oscoda or with Ogama, you got to realize when the shooter's hot like Franklin, you got to step out on him. You can't let him take those opportunities. And same with Ogama on the offensive boards. I mean, I don't mind giving them, you know, 2 or 3 possessions, but once he gets to 3 or 4, it's starting to become a problem.
Hudson Hodgins takes a shot in the lane and misses. Braden Malik with the rebound. Malik brings it up left side. He'll drive baseline. Hand down to Lewick. Great pass and a great finish by Lewick. He got 3 Ogama Heights defenders to collapse on him.
That was wonderful. Great run there by Lewick, too. Clean through right through that lane. That was a very open look.
As Tyler Edie is going to walk with the basketball after the ball was poked away from Hudson Hodgins as a turnover here. Then the full court press gets only the 5th turnover for Ogama Heights. Both teams have played clean. 5 turnovers for Ogama Heights with that one, but both teams had 4 going into the half. Braden Malik up top, guarded by Hudson Hodgins, spin into the lane. Now it's Owen Franklin, left wing 3, knock it down!
Over.
Jacob Ryan's got to get out there. You He's shot in six threes over your head. You've got to get out there. It's a turnover. Devin Thomas knocks it away. Left side, right wing. Now it is Braden Malik. Malik guarded by Merrick Hodgins. Great job by Merrick Hodgins to get Braden Malik to stop. But into the lane now, left side, Lewick. Lewick outside to Thomas. Thomas up top, Kellstrom for three. Knock it down! 42-33, easily the biggest lead of the game. Timeout, Ogama Heights. 45-33, Oscoda up by 12 to start the half on your power station for sports. Andy, we were talking there during the break. Jacob Ryan is help behind him.
He does?
If he doesn't get out there. You have to get out on Owen Franklin, who has six threes over the top of you.
Yeah, if he beats in drives, he beats in drives. But you have people down there in the lane, and you gotta trust those guys. And trust your ability, too. I mean, who knows? Maybe you might be able to move your feet and stop him. Because even Jacob Ryan, like, you have that ability to move your feet, and you have the athletic ability to just stop a drive from Franklin. But, you got to step out. You can't let him take that three.
Foul here on Gavin Lewick as now he passes it in for a jump ball, and the ball will go to Oscoda. But, yeah, I mean, you just can't do that for Jacob Ryan. I mean, you have to tell him that, okay, after he made a couple, all right, maybe. But now that he's 6-for-6 in the game, you have to get out there. Now look at him. He's plastered all over him. That's good. Malik into the lane. It opens up the lane, and there's a shot rebounded by Lewick. Lewick up and good. What a rebound by Gavin Lewick over top of some taller defenders. And Gavin Lewick now with 8 points in the game, and it's a 14-point lead for the Owls, 47-33. Cross-court pass to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins into the lane, throws it up, and he's going to go to the line. And no, a charge is the call here. Gavin Lewick takes a charge. I thought he was going to the line to shoot two.
Yep, that's what I thought too. But, I mean, yeah, it was just Hodgins leaving his feet, and I think when he came down, he was able to get Lewick, and Lewick didn't have to move. But that was, yeah, give him a charge.
Ogama Heights needs a stop right now. Kellstrom has it left corner. He's going to dribble into the lane, toss it out to Franklin. Franklin dribbles around a little bit, back up top to Braden Malik. 47-33, our score's been all Oscoda in this half. A 9-0 run to start the half to bring him up 47-33.
That was a third turnover as well in the half. We're not even 3 minutes in, coming up on 3 minutes and a half.
Franklin gets it up top to Malik. Malik into the lane, left-handed layup, got it! 11-0 to start the half for Oscoda.
Outside shooting opens up the lane. With that outside shooting of Franklin, it pulls Ryan out, and it leaves that lane
great
open.
Great pass by
Malik.
Hodgins. Edie's got to come down with it. Edie tried to finish what was essentially an alley-oop. He was too far underneath the basket. You have to come down. He had plenty of space. There was nobody down there with him. Lewick ends up with the rebound, and he's fouled by Edie. Yeah, that makes it 49-33, and I think some jawing happening down there by Braden Malik as an official talking to him, just saying, hey, calm it down, and we don't have to have a problem. Oscoda up by 16 points, an 11-0 run to start the half. Malik drives into the lane, kicks outside to Kellstrom. They got to spread the spacing out. Kellstrom will do, and it's taken away by Hodgins. Ball on the ground, and yet Edie will come away with it. A turnover for Oscoda. That's something Ogama Heights needed. Up to Merrick Hodgins. Hodgins left side. Edie, the hot hand. Edie loses it, but he goes back up with it. Knocked away again. Stolen by Franklin. And a timeout by Oscoda. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It's Oscoda 49, Ogama Heights 33 on your power station for sports. High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by West Branch Collision, Kevin Hummerkaus at D-Number Chevrolet Cadillac in East Tallis, and Hodgins Asphalt and Paving Company of West Branch. Oscoda will bring it up after the steal. Five turnovers already for Ogama Heights in this half. They have not scored yet in this half. Malik. And we have a push here inside and a foul here on Merrick Hodgins. I guess he pushed. So that'll be Merrick Hodgins' second foul. Yeah, second foul, team third. I thought I heard somebody's third, but it's team third, his second. Lewick has it on the left side, looking to inbound it, tipped away by Getzinger and stolen by Hodgins. Hodgins right side to Brown, Brown to Hudson, Hodgins. Hodgins in the lane, no good. Tip by Brown, rebound Getzinger, and Getzinger is fouled inside. And the referees are going to talk it over, make sure they get this one right. And they have it on Jeffrey. And that'll be on the floor.
Yeah, I think that was on the rebound. I don't think it was really so much with the arms. I think it was just the body and just trying to you know, hip check him and run him over a little bit, get him off balance. And
Getzinger probably has 100 pounds on Michael Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Merrick Hodgins, deep three, no good. Rebound Trevor Brown. Brown throws it up at the rim, no good. Rebound Getzinger. Getzinger is fouled inside. And let's see if they count the bucket because he did make it. Foul is on 11.
I don't think they are. I think you're going to
That's Malik. That would be his third, and they're going to say on the floor. Yep. So Ogemaw Heights remains scoreless in the second half. Well, Gavin Lewick's third. Up top to Merrick Hodgins. Merrick Hodgins dump inside Getzinger. Getzinger loses the basketball. It's another turnover for Ogemaw Heights. They remain scoreless in the third quarter. 49-33 is our score. Malik has it left wing. Gets it right side to Gabe Kellstrom. Kellstrom to Owen Franklin. 6 for 6 from the outside. Franklin will dribble it out. He's going to go one-on-one with Brown. Goes into the middle, kicks it outside Malik. Malik will cross into the lane, throw it up. He didn't even look at the rim and made that shot. And Malik's got an injury in his elbow here. Merrick Hodgins for three, no good. Rebound Getzinger. Getzinger is up and good. And finally on the board.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for Malik's sake that that's just a dead elbow hitting the court. And hopefully they'll shake that out. But, yeah, like you said, that shot, he was looking at the court while he threw that up.
Somehow made it. He's working that right arm. Now they're going to kind of give him a minute. He's going to really use that left hand to dribble here. He is going to go right. The arm seems okay. Good behind the back move. He's just working Hudson Hodgins. 51-35 our score. Big lead here for the Owls. Outside Kellstrom open for three. Knock it down. 19-point lead for Oscoda. They've dominated the second half. I know Ogemaw Heights already used a timeout, but another one here doesn't hurt yet. Brown into the lane. Gets it, Getzinger, and Getzinger misses the layup. Rebound Hudson Hodgins. He got it. Offensive rebound continues to be a strength for Ogemaw Heights.
That's one thing for Ogemaw, though. You're going to have to score on that first putback because these second and third and fourth rebounds aren't really going to be happening here down the road for Ogemaw. You got to take advantage quick.
Owen Franklin has it up top, guarded by Brown. 54-37 our score. Right side, Jeffrey. Jeffrey will try a three. That's a little short. Gets his own rebound. And Gavin Lewick will grab it and just throw it out. Gabe Kellstrom comes away with it. Back to the right side to Jeffrey, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Oscoda. Good defense there by Ogemaw Heights, staying controlled, even after allowing the offensive rebound by Jeffrey.
Yeah, Ogemaw, they need to be a lot cleaner because those first rebounds are going to be there. They're going to be there almost every single possession, but those putbacks need to be a lot cleaner if they want to climb back into this game.
Merrick Hodgins into the lane. Good floater. They need Merrick Hodgins to get going.
Yeah, but either one. But, yeah, Merrick definitely. I mean, he's got to be sitting right now. 5 points on the game. Both Hodgins combined only for 9 here so far in this game.
54-39, we're into the final minute of the third quarter. Oscoda taking a little bit of life out of the basketball here. Trying to really hold on to that lead. You mentioned before the game, once they get a lead of double digits, they will just take over and really just eat the basketball. And a 5-second violation here by Braden Malik. He couldn't get away from Hudson Hodgins. And it's a turnover for the Owls.
Didn't look like he was really trying.
Yeah, you got to work the offense here. I know you're up by 15, and you want to burn a minute here, but You've got to work the offense. Dump inside at Merrick Hodgins. He'll bring it back out. He'll shoot a three. And got it with the foul! What a shot by Merrick Hodgins! That's Gavin Lewick's fourth foul.
Malik. On Malik, yeah, with Malik's fourth.
Third foul.
Malik's third foul.
Merrick Hodgins brings it back within 12.
Yeah, you gotta be smart if you're Malik on that one. That was a
and another missed free throw for Ogama Heights. Andy, what do you have for Ogama Heights from the line today?
2 of 9.
Yeah, it sounds about right. They've probably left those points out there. And again, Malik's just going to eat the final seconds of the third quarter. 10 seconds remaining, up by 12. Now he drives, goes into the lane, floater, got it. 2 seconds remaining. Merrick Hodgins from three-quarter court, no good. After three, it's Oscoda 56, Ogama Heights 42. Ogama Heights needs a run in the fourth quarter, and we come back on your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC is brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill of Oscoda, West Branch Veterinary Services, Rose City Ace Hardware, Miller Feet of Prescott, Charles Wengler Sales of West Branch, Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, H&R Block of West Branch, and Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, East Tallis, and Augeray. Getzinger has it up top, right side, Edie. Edie thought about the three, now it goes to Hodgins, back to Edie, now it's Merrick Hodgins. Eric Hodgins, crossover in the lane, spin, now he gets it left side, Trevor Brown. Brown for three, looks good, knock it down! Back within 11, our Ogama Heights. 56-45 is our score. Owen Franklin has it. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Gabe Kellstrom. Left side, Gabe Kellstrom now dribbling it around, looking for somewhere to go with it. Now gets it out to Braden Malik. They'll set up the offense. Malik into the lane, goes around Getzinger, layup no good, foul, and that's going to be on Ogama Heights. As one thing we have not seen tonight, this was over-the-back fouls on rebounds. They get one there as going over the top was number 12, that's Hudson Hodgins.
Nah, the rest has been letting them fight for those rebounds.
In the corner, timeout. Oscoda will take one with them. It's Oscoda by 11, 56-45 on your power station for sports. Andy, a nice little run here to start the fourth quarter by Ogama Heights. What can they do to keep getting at it and really make this game close again?
I think Merrick Hodges needs to be a little bit selfish at this point in the game and try and take over, put his foot on the gas pedal. And I mean, you can look for those drives, and you have kicks. You have the other Hodgins on the court. You have Edie, who's shown potential to be hot in this game. But, you know, I'm trying to be aggressive, and I'm trying to drive and force baskets if I'm Merrick Hodgins.
56-45, our score. Malik into the lane, has it knocked away, and Getzinger comes away with it. It's a turnover, and Merrick Hodgins is on the run. 3-on-3 on that side. Spin move in the lane. Hodgins goes up, no good. Rebound Owen Franklin. He was just looking for the foul there. That was James Harden basketball. Lewick into the lane. Goes up, blocked by Getzinger. And a carry here by Hudson Hodgins. Unsure if he was going to pass it. And ends up carrying the basketball. And a turnover here for Ogama Heights. Their 10th of the game.
I mean, they have people. I mean, we haven't seen Jack Ryan in a bit here in this game for Ogama, but I mean they still had the big guy down low. If he's able to clear out and clear the lane for either Hodgins, that'd be a good look for him.
Owen Franklin down low gets his own rebound. Now he's fouled from behind by Trevor Brown. Brown doesn't like it, and it's the fifth team foul for Ogama Heights as they tried to get it to Owen Franklin 6 for 6 from the outside. They keep on trying to get it to him down low. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to work that man a three-pointer. Second foul on Brown. And they throw it outside. Stolen by Edie. As they tried to get it to Franklin. Malik just way underthrew that one. 56-45. Merrick Hodgins, step back three. Knock it down. Ogama Heights back within eight. You said be a little selfish. That's what he's doing. Merrick Hodgins is stepping up. Braden Malik up top for the Owls. He drives left side, pulls up at the elbow, no good. And foul here on Malik. Think that'll be his fourth. It's either on him or Lewick, and it is on him. That's his fourth.
He's upset about that, but that is definitely the correct call. He went straight through the Ogama player to try and get that rebound, and yeah, they're going to call that one every single time.
You'd like to take him out with 6 minutes left and four fouls, but I think you have to leave him in there. Merrick Hodgins into the lane, goes up and...
charge.
Charge is the call as a Owen Franklin takes the charge. As Braden Malik will check out for Devin Thomas.
That's the second time in the last two possessions that Merrick Hodgins trying to drive really just, it seems chaotically, trying to drive and draw pressure and draw contact right there. But that right, I mean, that just hurt him physically. He's got a little bum elbow and with the offensive foul, too.
Kellstrom into the lane, blocked by Getzinger. 11 turnovers now for Ogama Heights.
I mean, I like the aggression, and I told him, like, yeah, be selfish, but have a little bit of control, though.
Up top to Devin Thomas. Devin Thomas now to Owen Franklin. Owen Franklin way overthrows Gavin Lewick.
Backup quarterback.
Watch out, Ben Murphy over there, and Sheriff Howie Hamp. That was coming right at your head. Up top, Jack Juarez. Only an 8-point game now. Juarez in the lane, a shot, no good. Lewick gets it, and he's fouled by Brown. That'll send him to the line to shoot a 1-on-1. That's Brown's third foul. You just can't, you don't mind some of these fouls, but you can't have a foul 90 feet away from your basket.
Yeah, you definitely don't like those. Like, I understand you're trying to contest for that rebound, but at that point, you just got to concede it and get your defense back. But, I mean, at this point, I mean, like I said, you're looking for Merrick Hodges to step up. I'm looking for Edie to come back in this game. I mean, he started off the game extremely hot. And I don't think he scored yet in this second half. He ended the half at 14 points, and he's still there today, or still there right now.
Lewick misses the front end of the 1-on-1, so it stays 56-48. Dump inside Brown. Brown outside Juarez. Juarez pump fake up top to Hodgins. Step back, wanted the three. Instead, he gets it to Edie. Edie inside Getzinger. Getzinger into the lane. Just throws it up. It's a late foul call.
Very late.
Not sure this is going to go on.
Yeah, get that
and it'll
to Franklin.
Go on Franklin. It'll be foul number two for Franklin. That'll send Getzinger to the line to shoot two.
But the free throw line hasn't been friendly here for Ogama tonight.
Not at all. 2 of 9 so far from the free throw line. Make that 2 of 10 as Getzinger misses long and left. Malik will check back in with 4.5 minutes left and four fouls. I think it might be a little early to bring him back in.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to take him out, you might as well wait till the 3-minute mark.
Give him some time here. 2 of 10 now for Ogama Heights at the line. Make it 3 of 11 as Getzinger knocks down the second free throw. 56-49, it's a 7-point game. Oscoda's led by as much as 19. Oscoda, Malik working on Juarez. Hands it off to Franklin. Franklin crossover. Right side, Jeffrey can't handle it. It was tipped by Edie off of Jeffrey, and now Ogama Heights with the basketball.
And bringing in Jack Ryan as well.
Jacob Ryan, yes,
Jacob
checks
Ryan.
Into the
yep.
game. You like the Jack Ryan.
I do. I don't know what it is, but...
Trevor Brown checks back in for Juarez. Devin Thomas checks back in for Braden Malik. Offense-defense switch here, I think, when they get the chance. Let Devin Thomas play defense, and we have a the clock didn't start running. That's what it was. All right, we're okay. I thought, I'm like, there's no way you're calling a carry on that.
Yeah.
So here we go. 4:17 to go in the game. It's a 56-49 game. Jacob Ryan, right wing, into Getzinger. Getzinger works on Lewick. No good. Rebound, Lewick. Owen Franklin will jog it up.
Anytime, it seems like whenever Getzinger puts the ball down, I understand he's trying to drive through contact, but he seems very, very inaccurate.
Steal here by Ryan. Ryan is knocked away by Devin Thomas, and a foul here by Devin Thomas.
And that's another turnover. That's 12 for Oscoda. And it seems like they've had a 56 on the scoreboard for quite a while. The Owls have, and the Falcons been able to chip away, and here they have a couple more opportunities, at least.
Oh. Timeout, Oscoda. Oh, we'll be back in 60 seconds. It's a 7-point lead for the Owls. 3:49 remaining on your Power Station for Sports. Free throws here coming for Jacob Ryan as we have 3:49 remaining in our contest. This be a 3 of 11 so far for Ogama Heights. Here's the first of the 1-1, and he got it, so he'll get the second. 4 of 12 now for Ogama Heights. They cut it to 6, a 2-possession game. 8 points now for Jacob Ryan. Second one is up and rolls out. Rebound by Owen Franklin. 56-50 our score, 3:40 remaining. After a dominating third quarter by the Owls, Ogama Heights has dominated the fourth. Franklin tries to get it to Lewick, and Lewick can't handle it. It's another turnover for the Owls. Merrick Hodgins inside Getzinger. Getzinger can't finish. Rebound, Jeffrey. Getzinger, I don't think Getzinger knew he was that wide open. Malik has it up top. He's got four fouls. He's back in the contest. He crosses over into the lane. Goes up, blocked by Getzinger, and Owen Franklin comes away with it because Edie just punched it instead of grabbing it. 3 minutes remaining in our contest. Franklin into the lane. Goes up, and he's fouled by Getzinger, and Getzinger using his defensive lineman skills to take Franklin down, and Franklin will go to the line to shoot two.
Oh, just a full-body takedown.
I don't think I can think of a scarier moment than Jerry Getzinger barreling down on me.
Just a wall, man. But Franklin, a tough player himself.
First free throw is long for Franklin. He gets right back up. As the offense-defense switch here, Malik will check out, and Devin Thomas will check in. 56-50, still our score. Free throw to make it a 3-possession game. He got it. Owen Franklin up to 23 points in our contest now. Merrick Hodgins up the left side, guarded by Devin Thomas. Crossover, and Thomas will pick up the foul. Just kind of got his feet crossed up there.
He did, and if anybody can turn around these free throw woes for Ogama, it's going to be Merrick Hodgins.
And that'll bring Brayden Malik back into the contest and bring Devin Thomas out of the contest. Good thing there's no limited subs in basketball.
Yeah, right?
Keep making this offense-defense switch as long as he wants. Front end of the 1-1 is good, and it's 57-51, back to a 2-possession game.
And hey, I don't blame him. I mean, even with the that foul right there, Devin Thomas is still one of the best, if not the best, defender on Oscoda's team. So you want to slow them down or keep them from – here is he. It's the second free throw. You want to slow him down or keep him from making that push, you got to keep Devin Thomas out there on those possessions.
57-52, 2.5 to play. Oscoda's just lost the momentum on offense. They've slowed it down so much, they lost it. Owen Franklin wanted the three. Great job by Jacob Ryan to get out there this time. Outside, Jeffrey. Jeffrey for three. It's short. Rebound here by Edie, and Edie's got a one-on-one. Crossover into the lane. He goes up, and a foul here. And that'll go on Brayden Malik, I believe. And it's going to go on Kellstrom. That's Kellstrom's fourth. Kellstrom thought he got all ball.
Yeah, quick talk to the ref, a quick nod. I think it was understood that, yep, good call.
First free throw, good by Edie. That's four straight free throw makes now for Ogama Heights. And they're back within four, 57-53. Second free throw, good again. And it's a one-possession game, 57-54. .220 remaining. Malik up top, guarded by Brown. Into the lane, Kellstrom. Kellstrom at the elbow. Picks up his dribble, looking for somewhere to go. He's grabbed by Summerfield. Summerfield blocked by Edie. Edie gets it now to Merrick Hodgins, left side. Knocked out of bounds by Michael Jeffrey. They're going to say it was actually touched by Edie, and it's a turnover for Ogama Heights, and it'll go back to Oscoda.
The moment he let that ball go, the moment Hodgins let that ball go, I said, no. I was thinking, no, you can't do that. That was about at least half to three quarters, but it was a crowded court that he was throwing through. That was a very limited chance of a successful pass.
Franklin right side to Jeffrey. Jeffrey outside to Kellstrom. He's had a hot hand in the second half. Braden Malik crossover in the lane, turns it over to Getzinger. A chance to tie with a three for Ogama Heights. 1.5 to play after being down 19 in the third quarter. Left side, Ryan. He's in the left corner. Now it's Edie. Edie on the left wing. Brings it up top to Hodgins. Merrick Hodgins has it up top. Gets a screen by Brown. Up top, Edie. Edie into the left wing. Pull up jumper, no good. Rebound by Brown. Brown throws it up, no good. Rebound, Gavin Lewick. Now it's Braden Malik who has it. 1 minute to play. Pressure here by Ogama Heights. 57-54 our score. Braden Malik into the lane. He goes up, hangs, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two, but again, he lands on that arm. Think this will go on Jerry Getzinger. And Odegaard Brown.
Didn't think there was much contact at all. It must have gone below the blow on the legs, and it just took him out from there, but
we'll see as now Braden Malik goes to the line. 57-54, 53 seconds remaining. First free throw here by Malik, short. That arm's just not in it for him. He's a gamer. He's going to play through it, but you can tell that arm's really bothering him.
You'd see Malik chirping with him, too, with Trevor Brown on the free throw line.
Second free throw short again. Malik just doesn't have it in that elbow right now. A chance to tie for Ogama Heights. Trevor Brown has it up top. And a foul here on Michael Jeffrey.
Why do you have to do that? Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. They're going to say that's a foul on Merrick Hodgins. And Merrick Hodgins pushed off, and this is going back to Oscoda.
No.
Timeout, Oscoda. 38 seconds remaining on your Power Station for Sports. A huge turn of events on the offensive foul there by Merrick Hodgins.
There had to have been something on that cut. Maybe it was a late whistle, and that was a response from. But
actually, you know what? This is why we didn't see it. The foul was on Tyler Edie, so he pushed Jeffrey off the ball, which pushed him into Merrick Hodgins. I guess has to be the call. That's the only thing I can think that we just didn't see it. Poked away here by Ryan, ball on the ground, and we have a jump ball. And this is going to stay with the Owls, but now you flip the possession arrow. And Ogama Heights, if they get another tie-up with 34 seconds left, they'll get the basketball. Great job by Ryan to punch that ball away. Malik will inbound. Gets it to Franklin. Franklin dribbles around Ryan. And now he loses it. Ogama Heights basketball. And he turns it right over to Owen Franklin.
This ball thrown around, now it's stolen by Edie. And Edie is fouled by Gavin Lewick. Uh-oh. 57-54 our score. Tyler Edie goes to the line. Timeout, Ogama Heights, back in 30 seconds for free throws on your power station for sports.
For Oscoda and Ogama Heights. Three turnovers in a matter of a couple of seconds, and then a foul by Gavin Lewick, his fourth. That brings three players now for Oscoda with four fouls, Lewick, Kellstrom, and Malik. Edie will go to the line to shoot two. First free throw up, it's good. 57-55. 17 seconds remaining. So they more than likely will have to foul Oscoda. Second free throw off. Franklin with the rebound. Throws it up to Jeffrey, who's on his own. He stops and he's fouled. And a flagrant foul. They're going to go that this is an intentional foul. Oscoda will get free throws in the basketball. He went for the ball. How can you call that, man?
I have no idea. All right. If you're a ref, one, you know that fouls are coming. Two, obviously, he went for the ball. The ball is sliding around Jeffrey's head. Where else is he supposed to go? He's going for the ball. He's trying to collapse in and force a turnover. I have no idea how that was an intentional foul.
That's Brown's fifth foul. This free throw does not count. They have to get Brown off the floor.
We talked about during the break that this game has been consistent and consistently good in terms of officiating, but man, the last minute, I'm stunned. I can't believe it.
10 seconds remaining in the game. Oscoda will get this and the basketball. Here's the first free throw by Jeffrey. It's good. Up by three, 58-55. Trying to maintain a perfect season. We said if anybody could beat Oscoda, it's Ogama Heights, and we've got a close one. Jeffrey misses the second one. Oscoda will retain the basketball. Luckily, you're still with one possession. That's a big missed free throw by Jeffrey. You get a steal here. You have a chance with 10 seconds. Are you fouling right away, or are you maybe seeing if you can get a tie-up or a steal?
I'm looking for a steal if you can't get it fouled right away.
They do have the backcourt available. They'll use it. Owen Franklin with the basketball, and they'll hug him. And if they don't call a flagrant on that, how do you call one down here?
No idea.
Ryan didn't even go for the basketball that time. And Owen Franklin will go to the line to shoot two.
I don't know what your
decision-making process is here. But like you said, this has been a terrifically officiated game. They have kept a tight game without any emotions blowing over. They have done a great job of maintaining this basketball game. The last 30 seconds has not been great. Owen Franklin's first free throw is off. Ogama Heights with an opportunity still.
This free throw is huge. Making it a two-possession game here for Franklin and the Oscoda Owls.
8.9 seconds remaining. Three-point game, 58-55. Second free throw is short. Timeout, Ogama Heights. They have a chance to tie with 9 seconds remaining on your power station for sports. Last 5 seconds of the timeout here. Last 9 seconds of the game. 58-55, Oscoda over Ogama Heights. I don't think the question is who's getting the shot. It's Merrick Hodgins. I think the question is how many screens do they set for him?
It's that, and you know, how is Oscoda going to defend it? I mean, at this point, it seems like they're going to sag off, play a little bit of half-court defense.
I think a little too much time left to foul him. You know, sometimes with three-point leads, you like to foul. I think you have too much time left. Edie's going to shoot the three, and he got it! Got it!
at 58.
No question who was going to shoot it. Hodgett's like, nah, I got a teammate. No worries. Finds him in the corner. Oh, my goodness. Now this is where you have to look at. This is where you have to look at the foul troubles.
We're going to take a break. We'll have the overtime coming back here in 1 minute here on your power station for sports. Second overtime game in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Tyler Edey, cold-blooded, knocks down a three at the buzzer to send this game to overtime.
Just what a roller coaster the last couple of minutes. You got the home fans of Ogemaw getting upset, and Oscoda fans get upset, and the solid free throw shooting for Oscoda just kind of went dry there in the last 10 seconds of the game. They had a couple opportunities, but here is Ogemaw wins the tip.
4 minutes up on the clock. Merrick Hodgins with the basketball. We're tied at 58 as we start overtime. Hudson Hodgins with it on the left wing. He gets into the lane. It's kind of tipped by Jeffrey. Gets it to Merrick Hodgins for three. It's a little bit long, and it goes out of bounds. Off the wire, I guess not. I thought it did, but I guess it just bounced. It was just kind of our angle at it. Nobody really argued it either, so yeah, I think we're okay. Yep, Merrick Hodgins has it back up top for Ogemaw Heights. It was another offensive rebound for the Falcons. Tyler Edey now has it right side. Gets it to Getzinger, back to Edey. He drives, shoots the mid-range jumper, a little bit long. Rebound by Hudson Hodgins, back outside. Merrick Hodgins for three, knock it down! Back up by three are the Falcons.
It's that quick release from his hip. I mean, he doesn't extend tall with his body. He stays scrunched down, but it's that quick snap release with his arm, and it's so difficult to defend.
Ball knocked away from Malik, and we have a jump ball. It'll go to the Owls.
I mean, the Owls are sitting here with four players in foul trouble, and Kellstrom, Lewick, and Malik.
Malik, a inbound underneath the basket. Inside Lewick, now to Jeffrey. Jeffrey got it off the front rim, and they're back within one. 61-60.
I thought that was falling short.
Jeffrey's been short on his shot all night long. 3 points now for Jeffrey. Right side, Hudson Hodgins gets it to the corner. Now it's outside to Edey. Edey and Merrick Hodgins, pump fake. Drives right into the lane. Hop step to Getzinger and a walk there by Hodgins. And Hodgins says that he landed with 2 feet, but he didn't. He hop stepped and hop stepped again. That is a travel. 61-60, Oscoda with the basketball down by one. First time they've trailed since what? At some point in the second quarter? Kellstrom has it. He's guarded by Merrick Hodgins. There's a screen by Lewick as Kellstrom kicks it outside. It's stolen by Edey. 2 minutes remaining. Left side, Merrick Hodgins. Merrick Hodgins crossover in the lane. Left side, Hudson Hodgins for three. Knock it down! Ogemaw Heights by four. Right side, Gabe Kellstrom. Kellstrom up top to Braden Malik. Braden Malik into the lane. Gets it to Lewick. Lewick up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's a play that Oscoda hasn't really utilized a lot tonight. I mean, they haven't needed to, but I mean, Lewick, I mean, God, one of the most hardest-working players there on the baseline. It doesn't matter who he's going up against, whether it's Getzinger or Ryan or any of the – I mean, even Hodgins crashing down on him. He'll fight through. He'll fight through the biggest of trees to try and get that bucket.
Fouls on Getzinger, his third. First free throw is good for Lewick. 64-61 our score. Ogemaw Heights by three. A minute and a half remaining in our contest. Devin Thomas checks in for Michael Jeffrey. Second free throw, good as well. Gavin Lewick, good from the line. 2-point game, 64-62.
Left side, Tyler Reedy, a minute and a half to play. Devin Thomas right in his grill. Outside, Merrick Hodgins. Crosses over on Malik. Gets by Malik, into the lane, floater, got it! Back up by four. Back outside, Franklin. Franklin into the lane. He goes up, and he'll be fouled by Getzinger, and Franklin will shoot two. Getzinger will pick up his fourth foul. Just didn't quite move the feet, Getzinger, even though he didn't fall back or anything, just didn't get into a good defensive position is the call. First free throw by Franklin, hits the front rim, but gets a good bounce. It's back to a one possession game, 66-63.
Missed three of the four free throws there in the last 10 seconds of the game for Oscoda. That's all it took. And
here's second free throw, good.
He hits the second one. Looks like we have a timeout on the court.
We'll take one with him. It's Ogama Heights by 2, 1 minute remaining in overtime on your power station for sports. 66-64, our score. Ogama Heights over top of Oscoda. If we are tied again at the end of this overtime, we'll put another 4 minutes up there, and we will play another overtime. And we will keep going until we have a winner.
It's got to be the closest Oscoda's been to a loss this season here as we have a minute left, down by two.
Pressure here, full court press on by the Owls. Edie has it, trapped by Kellstrom and Thomas, but they get it out of there. And Hudson Hodgins is fouled by Owen Franklin. He'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two with 46 seconds remaining. Not sure I agree with that foul. I mean, that seemed like the goal was to foul.
It seemed very deliberate. Yeah, it seemed intentional. Look at that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But yeah, not sure the reason.
First one by Hodgins is good. Up by three, 67-64. Second free throw by Hodgins. He has 8 points. It's a little bit long, and it's a one-possession game still. 40 seconds remaining in overtime. 67-64 is our score. Franklin for three, little short. Rebound, Kellstrom. Kellstrom picks up his dribble. Now back to Malik. 25 seconds left.
He's looking to pop it.
They're trying to get Franklin open. They want Franklin shooting this shot. Franklin falls down. Lewick has it. Throws it up top to Kellstrom. Kellstrom shoots a three. Got it! Off balance three by Gabe Kellstrom, and we're tied. 3 seconds left. Timeout. Ogama Heights. No. Timeout. The coach tried to call a timeout. They didn't give it to him. Overtime is over. He is pleading to get a timeout. And they won't give it to him. We're going to double overtime when we come back on your power station for sports. Ogama Heights does get the timeout. We're now into that 60-second timeout. It took all that time to figure out if we were going to have a timeout. 3.1 seconds on the clock. Ogama Heights will inbound at half court, and I feel bad for the people right in front of us who got up and left.
Yeah, right?
Because they were not going to sit around for double overtime. Well, who knows? They might not have it. You can't foul here if you're Oscoda, obviously in a tie game, but that shot by Gabe Kellstrom, Nana kind of set this, stuck with the basketball at the top of the key, just turns and fires it, just throws it with 10 seconds left.
His body was still turning when he was getting ready to release. Like, it was he just spun.
Nobody wants to lose this game. Absolutely nobody wants to lose this game. They will inbound at half court. Tyler Reedy will inbound. 3 seconds remaining. Here we go. Are we going to double overtime? Hodgins with it. Step back three. No, we're going to double overtime. For real this time. We'll be back on your power station for sports for double overtime.
At Oscoda area.
Not enough. A singular overtime. Not enough. Let's run it back. Tied at 67. Four more minutes on the clock. This is just what we wanted for our last regular season contest. Going into districts, it doesn't get better than this.
I mean, it really doesn't. This is this is where you see those late practices and those workouts, those extra workouts you try and put in. And, you know, this is, I thought he was going to the other basket. Here is Malik wins the, Oscoda wins the tip. Yeah. But, yeah, this is where those extra workouts and those extra sprints and late practices all come in. It's a double overtime game. It looks like an offense.
And a block. His body's turned sideways. You're not going to get a charge. Even though Malik may have been out of control, you are not going to get a charge when your body is turned sideways.
I can't. That's, man.
You're absolutely right. Malik's out of control.
I hate when they dip the shoulder. When they dip the shoulder and they're forcing 100% of that contact. That I'm not a fan of. I understand by the rule book. Here is Malik misses the front end. I understand with the rule book, and I get it, but I'm not a fan. I guess get better positioning there on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, pretty much. If he's one step over, Braden Malik's out of this game. Misses the second. Rebound by Owen Franklin. Out to Braden Malik. Braden Malik outside to Devin Thomas. Back to Franklin. Open for three. Little short. And a foul here. And it's going to go on Ogama Heights. Well, now we have dueling fouls. Let's see what we have here. Foul is on.
I don't know if you can call that on Ryan.
It's going on Ryan with a push. You're right. I don't know if you can call it on Ryan, but it's what they did.
I was scared they were going to call an over the back on Ryan. I was thinking, well, he went up. He got the ball at the high point. But Lewick just pulled the ball over, and his arms went with it.
First free throw good by Gavin Lewick. 68-67 on Oscoda. Their first lead since the fourth quarter.
And Lewick and Getzinger have been chirping the last
few. Second free throw good.
Last few, and the refs just talked to them both and said, hey, cut it out.
That, like I said, they've done a great job of that tonight. Hudson Hodgins to Tyler Eady. Tyler Eady to Getzinger, who's open, and he got the layup. We're tied at 69. 3.5 to play in a second overtime. Malik into the lane. Left-handed layup, he got it. 71-69. Ryan to Merrick Hodgins. Hodgins trapped, throws it to Tyler Eady. Tyler Eady drives. Floater, can't get it. Rebound, Jacob Ryan. Up, no good. Rebound knocked away, and it is off of Oscoda, and it'll stay with the Falcons.
Great job with Jacob Ryan. He was going out of bounds, and he knew he wasn't really going to have an opportunity at a rebound, but going out of bounds and trying to find the feet of an Oscoda player and keep the ball on your side.
Inbound to Jacob Ryan. Under 3 minutes now. Ryan into Getzinger. Getzinger can't hit. Rebound goes to Owen Franklin.
Man, Getzinger has been too strong.
He really has.
So many opportunities that he's had there at the rim. Just been too strong with the ball.
Franklin drives. Left side, Lewick. Now back up top to Braden Malik. Pump fake. Malik will look for a screen from Devin Thomas. Get one. He'll pull up the mid-range jumper. Got it! Oscoda up by 4, 73-69. Hudson Hodgins gets through the press. Now to Merrick Hodgins, Tyler Eady, pump fake into the lane. Tries to get it to Getzinger, and he can't. Turnover for Ogama. 2:09 remaining. Oscoda with the basketball up by 4. Braden Malik will bring it up as we just crossed the 2-minute line.
And that is the fifth foul on Braden Malik. A charge, they're going to say he used his elbow to push off. And Braden Malik is out of this game. They've been trying to work that charge since the last overtime. They've been trying to get it. They finally get it. You work it enough, you're going to get the call. So Ogama Heights will take over. They'll inbound the basketball up by four, or down by four. 2:02 remaining in our second overtime. Michael Jeffrey checks in for Malik. Step back three for Hodgins. A little short. Rebound out and rebounded by Merrick Hodgins. Up top, Edie. Edie outside Merrick Hodgins again, and now he'll pull it out and set it up. 1:45 on the clock. 73-69. Right side, Hudson Hodgins. Guarded by Devin Thomas. Up top to Edie, guarded by Jeffrey. Merrick Hodgins guarded by Kellstrom. Screen by Ryan. Now it's Franklin who takes over on the switch. Back up top for three. Hodgins got it! Knock it down! 1 point game! Devin Thomas will get it to Kellstrom. 73-72. Oscoda over top of Ogama Heights. Kellstrom into the lane. Mid-range. Got it! 75-72.
If you're not going to leave your feet in the lane to try and block that shot, Kelstrom's going to hit that 95% of the time.
Under a minute now. Hodgins, left side to Edie. Edie for three. Little short. Rebound Getzinger outside to Merrick Hodgins. No three for him. He'll back it out. Up top to Edie. 40 seconds. 75-72. Timeout. Ogama Heights will keep it right here. What do you dial up here if you're Ogama Heights, Andy?
I mean, you had 36 seconds left on the clock. I'm trying to get a shot within about 20 seconds on the clock. If you miss, you have a chance for a foul, and you can set things up from there. But I don't want to drain too much time off the clock. I'm not – if the three is open, go for it. But I'm trying to dip it down low to Jack Ryan or Jacob Ryan. I'm trying to see if he can – you know, if he can back him up. I think it, you know, the last few possessions I've seen with him on the offensive side of the ball, he's had Lewick on his back. Now, yeah, Lewick is a great defender, but he is playing with four fouls, and we've seen this, you know, since that first overtime started. Lewick's been chirping quite a bit. He's been very vocal. He has been vocal throughout the game, but it's accelerated here near the end of this overtime, and I'm kind of worried for him that the emotions might get to it. So for me, I'm jumping the ball, Jacob Ryan, and I'm seeing if he can take advantage of Lewick's emotions. And I mean, you can either draw a foul him out, or just hop right over top of him, because he has the athletic ability and he has the height advantage over Lewick. He's a great defender. He's a great athlete, but I, in my opinion, Ryan has the advantage.
I mean, he's also 6 inches taller than Lewick, 3 inches taller than Lewick, somewhere in there.
And it looks like they just switched. Oscoda just switched, so they have Franklin on Jacob Ryan now.
Yeah, Kellstrom on Hodgins, 32 seconds. Left side, Merrick Hodgins, screen coming from Ryan. Edie for three off the pass. It's just off. Rebound by Gabe Kellstrom. Kellstrom spins. He's got it at half court. And he's fouled. Kellstrom will go to the line to shoot two. Oscoda was in this exact situation at the end of regulation and couldn't hit the free throws. Gabe Kellstrom has been fantastic so far. I mean, he hit one of the most miraculous shots I've ever seen to send this game into a double overtime. That foul is on Merrick Hodgins. It's his fourth. 75-72. Free throw long. Oscoda continues to struggle from the line.
When it counts. The rest of the game, they've been great, but when it counts, yeah, definitely, they've been struggling.
Second one, short. 3-point game still. Here comes Hodgins. Timeout. 13 and a half to play again. We'll keep it right here. Everybody except Gavin Lewick. Gavin Lewick's been perfect from the line in overtime. It doesn't matter. Everybody else can't seem to hit.
Yeah, it's been a battle. I mean,
Always the toughest ones that you have to make. They always are. I mean, and think about it, too. How many times has Oscoda been in this situation this season? I mean, they haven't. I mean, they had a couple games. Like you mentioned, they had a great one against Hale about a week ago. And I'm sure they've had maybe two or three other tests throughout the season, but nothing consistent. And I mean, we talked about this before this game started. If any team in this area was going to beat Oscoda before districts, it was going to be Ogama. And they're really, I mean, they're throwing every single punch they can.
This is a heavyweight fight that is entering the 12th round. I mean, this has been fantastic basketball. Appreciate everybody who stayed all the way with us here. We've got our broadcasters are tired, our statisticians tired, everybody's tired, but we'll make it through.
One thing I will say, I think it was in the middle of the third quarter, or middle to the end of the third quarter, and we mentioned in a break, one person needs to step up. That one person's Merrick Hodges. Well, it looks like right now, as far as everybody on the court, he's the leading scorer with 21 points.
For Ogama Heights, at
for
least.
For Ogama Heights, yes, I'm sorry. Yep.
Owen Franklin with 25. So here we go. Ogama Heights with the basketball. 13 and a half seconds left. They don't necessarily need a three. Down by three. It's Tyler Eady up top, guarded by Devin Thomas. They run Hodgins. Shoots the three. It's a little short. Rebound by Hudson Hodgins. Now it's Eady. They want the three. 3 seconds. And he's fouled with 1.3 seconds left. Gabe Kellstrom is fouled out. And now he will go to the line with 3 foul shots to tie this basketball game. Kellstrom is fouled out. He's the second owl to foul out. Caleb Nagel will check in for him.
Man, I understand that you want a three in that, in that possession, but you, Hudson Hodgins, he had 6 seconds on the clock when you rebounded the ball.
Put
the ball back up, get the two real quick, set up that tight D and the inbound. But
first free throw by Hodgins is off. You can't allow an offensive rebound here. Two more free throws coming for Hodgins. Second one, good. Do you miss it on purpose?
I think you definitely
timeout,
do.
Oscoda. I don't like this timeout either. I completely agree with you. I don't understand this timeout.
I mean,
you forced them into a bad situation.
Yeah, that's I'm not quite sure. I mean, that's but no, I mean, I'm looking at that free throw.
You have to miss. There's only 1.5 left. I think you have to miss. You have Ryan and Getzinger in there. Ryan's been fantastic
at
getting the offensive rebound. I think you purposely missed to his side. I think you try and hit it off that front rim. It's tough to do. All of this is very difficult to do, but it's your only shot. You put Ryan on that right side. I think you give it to him because he's obviously right-handed. You hit it off that right side. You hope Ryan gets it and throws it right back up, and you send this game into triple overtime. Or maybe you get an and one, and Ryan goes to the line, and then he's looking at winning this thing.
I mean, yeah, you never know. I mean, that's I mean, like you said, there's too little time on the clock. That's tough. But I mean, at this point too, you got to think whether you're Oscoda or whether you're Ogama. This game has been a. I mean, this is by far the best basketball game that we have watched. And, I mean, I...
If you're Oscoda, you punch this basketball, right? The minute it comes off, you just whack it.
100%. I'm going straight up with it.
You just punch it. Here's the free throw by Hodgins. Let's see if he misses. He will miss. It's punched. And there's the shot at the buzzer. He got it. Hudson Hodgins wins it. Hudson Hodgins wins it. Hudson Hodgins wins it! Hudson Hodgins wins it for Ogama Heights! A three-pointer at the buzzer! Getzinger tapped it out! And Hodgins banked the three in! Ogama Heights wins!
Ogama just knocked off. Not knocked off. They just beat unbeaten Oscoda. Not just this season, but over the last couple of seasons, unbeaten Oscoda off of one of the best 1.3-second basketball plays I have seen him. That was incredible. I mean, you said it, Brad. You said it. Yeah, you had to miss intentionally, but they had a different mindset. It's, hey, tip it out to our shooters. Tip it out. Find a way to just get an arm in, get a hand in, and Getzinger with the ability to say, hey, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder for us to get that in, or to us to get that tip back in, but our shooters have been hot. They've been hot when they need to be.
That is, I think I've seen maybe three of the best shots I've ever seen in my life right here. Oscoda's undefeated run. This is their first regular season loss since 2018. Undefeated through the regular season last year, and undefeated up until tonight. I cannot, but I'm at a loss for words.
No idea. I mean,
Hudson Hodgins slams in a bank three. The free throw is short. Getzinger just punches it out to Hudson Hodgins, who banks in the three-pointer for the win.
The freshman.
Or I guess they're giving him a two because it's 76. Or no, it's a three. They needed a three to win.
Yeah, the students are still... Students are still giving those players love. I mean, yeah, you're going to be doing that for a while for that one. That was incredible. Like I said, yeah, the Hudson Hodges, the freshman, he's going to remember that till well after he graduates. That's an incredible moment for the young man.
This is indeed a basketball game I will truly never forget. Double overtime. Ogama Heights knocks off undefeated Oscoda. Let's run quickly through the stats here. For Ogama Heights, Merrick Hodgins leads the way with 22 points. Tyler Eady had 20. Hudson Hodgins with the biggest shot that he may ever hit. He's just a freshman. 11 points. Jerry Getzinger had 9. Jacob Ryan with 8. And then Trevor Brown and Jack Juarez each had 3. For Oscoda, Owen Franklin 25. Braden Malik 22. Gabe Kellstrom had 13. Gavin Lewick with 12, and Michael Jeffrey had 3. Owen Franklin does finish with a double-double. He racked up 12 rebounds. Jerry Getzinger just missed one. He had 8. Jacob Ryan had 10 points, or 10 rebounds for him as well. Gavin Lewick chipped in mostly with his rebounds. He had 6. Braden Malik, 4 assists. Merrick Hodgins had 9 assists tonight to go along with 22 points. Well, Andy, I mean, I can't think of a better cap to a regular season than this one tonight. You and I will now translate over. Next week, we'll translate over to girls basketball action as we will follow the Oscoda Owls through their girls district run. They're 17-3 on the season. We will watch them. They'll take on Rogers City Monday night. You can hear it right here, broadcast time 5:30. I want to thank Chad Meyer back at the station. Thanks to John Studley, the great crew here at Ogama Heights, for putting us up here and getting this opportunity to witness the best game I've ever seen, especially at the high school level. So again, Chad, thanks for working a little overtime for our two overtimes at that. Again, our final score: Ogama Heights 76 on a Hudson Hodgins, the freshman, banked in three-pointer at the buzzer. Oscoda 75 in double overtime. We'll talk to you Monday with girls basketball action right here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.